The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll have my very Christmassy November trip report. That's coming up on this, episode 194. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 194. So this is my daily trip reports from my November trip. I should say early November trip because I'm going back at the end of the month. The goal of this trip was to do all the Christmas things that we could because they do start in the first part of November at Disney World. And as you will hear, we did them all. So you will find in the show notes links to the information that we compiled based on this trip. And you can hear the daily reports as we experience them. As always, a reminder to follow on social media. My personal favorite is Instagram. You can look at WDW Prep School there and follow along, see the pictures, get the tips, DM me if you have a question, that sort of thing. And I will look forward to talking to you there. I think that will wrap up this intro. I will dive right now into the daily updates, and then I'll be back sooner than you think with a new episode. It is 6:13 p.m. on Thursday, November 8th, and we are walking from the Contemporary, where we had dinner at the Wave, over to the Christmas party. So this will be the first Christmas party of the year. It is sold out. And we're excited to try all the things that are new this year. So I'll be giving you updates throughout the night to let you know how it goes. We'll also be here tomorrow night. So anything that we don't catch tonight, we'll get to do then. And I'll let you know how it goes. It is 7:39. Officially, the party started at 7. We came in at 6. There were still some things we could do even before the official start time. Like, we got the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card and we saw the official merchandise that you can buy in the shops, and you can line up for characters. We lined up for Mary Poppins and Bert, who are adorable and have great character interaction. So that was lovely. Mary Poppins, fun fact, cannot have PhotoPass photographers because of the ownership rules Disney has. So we had to make sure we had our own camera that we could hand to the cast member to take it. We are making our way over to Fantasyland because that's where most of the difficult characters are, so we want to check that out. And then we will be getting in place for the parade and fireworks and things like that later, so I'll be back later to let you know how that goes. It is now 9:11 and we are seated right in front of the castle waiting for the stage show to begin. It is called Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration this year. So this will be our first time seeing it, and then after that there's fireworks, and then after that we'll probably catch the second parade. So now it's showtime, but for the last hour and a half or so we have been going around and finding characters because there's so many characters here. We wanted to make sure we knew which ones were here and where they were meeting, and we stopped and took pictures. I posted the pictures on my Instagram story, and if you'd like to go and check those out, feel free. And after the 11 o'clock parade, we'll probably try to wrap up with a few more things before we head out. We have been grabbing snacks as we go. One of the best perks of this party is the snacks. So we've had chocolate chip cookies, hot cocoa, snickerdoodles, different things. So that's really fun to be able to do that. That is a perk of the Christmas party. But as I mentioned earlier, we'll be back tomorrow night to do even more things that we weren't able to do tonight. And between the 2 days, hopefully we'll be able to fill you in on everything that's going on to the Christmas party so that you can plan for your trip. So I'll be back later to let you know how it goes. We're fighting our way through the post-fireworks crowds right now. We sat right in front of the castle for the Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, which is the new stage show this year. You kind of have to be close to see it, as with any stage show, which is a perfect spot. It was actually a really huge stage show, and I don't normally like stage shows, but we decided to stay there for the fireworks, and it is way too close because the fireworks for the Christmas party are really big, and so you need to be back a little further. So I would recommend stage show, you need to be closer to fireworks. You need to be back at least at Casey's Corner or even further. So now we made had a change of plans. We're not going to watch the parade tonight because we have the special party book for tomorrow night that gives us VIP viewing. So we're going to go try to track down Moana and see how long her line is after the fireworks. We'll let you know if we find a short line or if she's still got a long line even at 10:30.
Last I updated you, we are on our way to see Moana, and primarily because she's very popular and we wanted to see if we could meet her after fireworks and have a reduced wait. And we did. She was under 30 minutes after fireworks, 22 minutes or something like that. And she's available to meet only during parties at the Tiki Room. You could just line up there and she is inside. And so that was good. And then we thought, okay, let's head to the shops because there is merchandise that is available during the party just for, it's exclusive to the party. And then there's pass holders for specific merchandise as well. I ended up getting a pass holder shirt. And then we thought, let's try Jack Skellington, which is the longest line of all for characters. And Jack meets at Town Square Theater, where Tink usually meets. And in fact, the sign says Tink up above, but there's a sign as well during the party that says you can meet Jack. When we went in, it was around, I think, 11:23 is when I wrote it down. They said it's a 30-minute wait, the lowest it's been all day. So we thought, let's try it. Let's do it. It ended up being closer to an hour. It was long wait. And so we can check that one off the list. But if you are hoping to see a popular character like Moana or Jack, then the end of the day, the end of the night might actually be better, because when people go earlier, it is often a very long line. Like, you have to line up before the party starts. So anyway, just an option for you to consider. And we are back now at Wyndham Bonnet Creek. I will talk more about that in a couple of days after we've had some time to sort of feel it out and to rest, because it is after 1 a.m. right now, and we have both been up since 3 and 4 a.m., so we're just tired. And so tomorrow we are going to the Christmas party again, and we have a few things that we did not accomplish tonight that we will do tomorrow, which is why we booked them back to back, because it's impossible to do everything in one party. And so we'll be back to do that, and we're going to do the new Tony's event that takes place during the party that gives you reserve viewing for the parade. So we'll have more information on that. And then over the weekend, we have some things planned, like we're going to be doing Jingle Bell Jingle Bam at Hollywood Studios, and we're going to try Sebastian's Bistro at Caribbean Beach. We will be doing Early Morning Magic at Hollywood Studios. So there's lots of stuff to look forward to, but these first 2 days just happen to be Christmas party days because it is the first two parties of the year. And I've got everything on the website updated. I'm working on a map right now to show exactly where all the characters are. And that will help people who want to meet characters sort of plan it out, because it is difficult to know exactly where to find them until you've been here and you've been able to hunt them down. So anyway, we're working on all that content. So if you plan on going to the Christmas party, be sure to check it out on the site to help you plan. So that is it for our first day. I'll be back tomorrow to let you know how the next day goes.
It's about 8 p.m. on Friday night at the Christmas party. We've been here for a couple of hours, but the first 2 hours we weren't doing anything worth talking about because we were just looking for random things that we needed pictures of. But the first party thing that we did was we met the Seven Dwarfs. We got in line around 6 p.m. Party starts at 7, and people had already been in line for a little while. They told us it was going to be a 2.5-hour wait to meet them at 6 p.m. we decided to chance it, and we got in line. The dwarves actually came out at 6:15, so they came out before the party. And then we met them at 7:40, something like that, somewhere around there. Anyway, we ended up waiting for about an hour and a half or so to meet them. And the good news about doing that is that now we have the rest of the night to do whatever, and we won't have to be in line during most of the party. But we asked cast members for advice on meeting popular characters. They suggested that if you aren't there at the beginning, that you might want to consider going during a parade or fireworks, because the lines do decrease then. But super cute to meet all seven dwarfs at the same time, and that option is available during the party. So now we are looking for more characters, and in a little bit we will be checking in for the new Tony's party that includes lots of food and drinks and reserve viewing for the parade. So we'll be doing that in a little bit, and I'll be back to tell you all about it. It is 10:53 p.m. and we are seated right at the front of Magic Kingdom in the reserved parade viewing area. We have the perfect spot, and that's because we are doing the new Tony's Narius party. I can never remember the names, they're so long. But when you do that party, you get food, both savory and sweet. You get alcohol. We've got a couple glasses of wine, champagne, Diet Coke, stuff like that. And you can come and go in the Tony's Town Square restaurant, and also you get parade viewing. I would 100% prefer reserve parade viewing instead of fireworks dessert party viewing for this show, because the version of the fireworks that shows during the Christmas party is so big that you don't need to be in a specific area to see it. There's a lot of options. So if it's a choice between the regular dessert party during the party or this new party, I would choose this for reserve viewing. Plus, you get alcohol when you do this one, and you don't get alcohol when you just do the dessert party. Anyway, we have just done lots of... Before that, we just did sort of lots of random things, verifying character locations. We went and met Santa. FYI, Santa is available at the very, very front of Magic Kingdom. He is not available during the parades because he is in the parade. But as soon as the parade's over, he comes back to his spot at the front, so we took pictures of him. And anyway, just lots of random things, and now we are going to watch the parade. This is the second parade, so if you book the Tony's party, it is the later parade, not the earlier one. And so anyway, we also can stay later because the party allows you to stay and have drinks and food until 12:30. So we've really enjoyed it so far. It's not cheap. I am not a fan of parties within parties because they're $100. But if you want to do a party, I think this one's a good one. I'll be back later to give you probably one more update when we're finished to let you know how it went. It's 11:42, and I wanted to record this fresh after viewing the parade because the reserve viewing, if you book this Tony's party, is amazing. We have 1,000 pictures. We were front row, right from the front of the park, castle in the background, all of Main Street with the decorations, all around the parade, the floats as they came through. I can't wait to sit down and edit it. The reason we're back at Tony's is that it's open until 12:30. So after the parade, a lot of people leave the park, but we are all back here until 12:30 where we can eat and drink and have fun. So although $99 per person is very expensive, it definitely gets you a really great view, and the food and drinks have been delightful.
Good morning. It is the next morning, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I wanted to wait and record a post-Christmas party wrap-up today before I post the overall daily update, because I knew everybody would want to know my overall thoughts about the Christmas party, having done the first two of the year. And frankly, last night we were up until 3 a.m. working on the updates, because we go to the party, we come back, and we update details for the website, and then it gets to be too late, and I'm thinking about the content on the website and not how to summarize my thoughts concisely for you. So I thought I'd wait till this morning to try that. So let's see some overall thoughts. First of all, the two parties that I went to were sold out, and that didn't used to happen very often, and now it does. And I'm just going to tell you, when that happens, it's busy. It's like being in a Magic Kingdom on a busy day, and that's just the truth. So if you think you're going to get Christmas party tickets and have a park that is dead, that is not true. The whole park will be very, very busy. But as with a Halloween party, if you can narrow down the things that are important to you that you want to do, it is so much fun. And I still really had a great time. I saw some complaints online that the treat lines were very long. One of the perks of the Christmas party is that you can get treats all through the park. And that includes things like cookies and hot chocolate, snow cones, apple cider. I think we hit every single treat station. And they said the treat lines were long. We did wait in a bit of a line at each one, but the cast members keep it moving pretty quickly. They have all the treats sort of in bulk right there at the counter, and you just come through and grab one and move, grab and go, grab and go. I would say when you go to a treat counter, if you find a line that's all the way on the edge, then it seems to be less busy that way. But I didn't find the treat lines to be very long. It didn't take, you know, that long to get through. But I will say in the past, when I've done the Christmas party, it was a walk up. I could walk up and grab whatever I want and go. Whereas now with the busier crowds that there is, there are people in line when you arrive. But having said that, it didn't take more than a minute to grab anything. The characters, as with every party, there are very, very popular and busy character lines during the Christmas party. We waited an hour and a half to meet the Seven Dwarfs. We waited an hour the night before to meet Jack and Sally. That just happens because they are exclusive to the parties, and so they're popular and people are willing to wait. If you want to meet characters, I would just prioritize which ones are the most important to you. If you happen to want to meet very popular characters, then I would suggest meeting one at the beginning and even lining up before the party starts to do that. That's what I did. We lined up at 6, party starts at 7. And the last hour of the night is also a really great time to get in line. And in fact, the last hour is probably the shortest lines. You can also go during parades and fireworks to meet the characters, but then of course that means you're missing that parade or the fireworks. So that's a trade-off you'd have to make. So I would suggest prioritizing the characters if you're interested in them. Rides do not have super long lines. We only went on one ride because we were doing other things, but I did look at the wait times in the app during the party, which is something you can do from home if you're curious. You can check the wait times anytime. And the wait times were never that long. Ironically, the longest wait times I saw were for Princess Tiana and Naveen. But the wait times I never saw get above 30 minutes. That doesn't mean that they didn't or that they won't, but relatively speaking, they're short for the rides. Having said that, there's nothing special about the rides during the party. So if you have a regular Magic Kingdom day, then you could do the rides and then just focus on the party events during the party. The parades and fireworks and the stage show were great as usual. Those have been around for a while, so those aren't new, but they are always great. I did mention this last night, and I'll repeat it again this morning, which is if you are interested in booking a special event during the Christmas party, then I highly recommend the Tony's party, which gives you reserve viewing for the parades, plus savory food, sweet food, and alcohol for 3 hours. More than a dessert party, which gives you reserve viewing for the fireworks, because that one does not include alcohol, and you don't really need reserve viewing for the fireworks because the fireworks are big and can be viewed from lots of places. So I would, if I was going to choose between one, I would choose the Tony's party just because I feel like that is a much better bang for the buck. We had the best view, and I uploaded the photos on Instagram and on Facebook. Would not have been able to get those pictures without that reserved viewing area. So highly recommend that. We have spent many, many, many hours this week getting the Christmas party information updated on the website to reflect this year's details. So if you're interested in going to the party, you should search WW Prep School Christmas Party and it'll take you there, or you can go to the website and it's linked right from the front. We have information about every character, including when to meet them. I have a map that lists where the characters are throughout the park. And we have all the PhotoPass information. I mean, we've researched it exhaustively, and we are continuing to update it because we have more pictures that have appeared in our accounts and more details that we just got tired at 3 a.m. and couldn't update, but we will be working on that more this weekend. So if you want to go to the party, please go and read the information that we've compiled there, because we have worked really hard to compile it so that you can make plans. But anyway, with realistic expectations, I still think it's a really great party. And we had a lot of fun. But if you go in expecting to do everything or expecting there to be no crowds, then you will be disappointed. So whether or not it's worth it depends on your situation. But I hope I've given you some information to help make that decision. Now, today we are headed to Hollywood Studios. We are going to do all the things at Hollywood Studios, which is called Fluria Fun, including the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam dessert party, and we will be bringing you details of that tonight. It is 4 o'clock on Saturday. We're at Hollywood Studios right now, actually getting ready to enter Toy Story Land. We went to lunch at Sebastian's Bistro at Caribbean Beach Resort today just to check it out because it's new since we were here, and we wanted to see how it was. We heard good things, and it was good. The restaurant was lovely, the service was fantastic, the food was good, and that is a huge upgrade because by far the worst meal I've ever had at Disney World was Caribbean Beach. Uh-oh, here comes the army men. And we're back. In Disney World, can you get interrupted doing your job by army men? Okay, anyway, we went over to Caribbean Beach and the food was good, and my worst meal ever I've ever had at Disney World was there. So, really happy to see that they've improved so much. I do not recommend going over there unless you're staying there. We just did it because we like to try new things, but if you happen to be staying at Caribbean Beach Resort, then it's good that you have a good table service restaurant. Anyway, after that, we came over to Hollywood Studios, and we are here to check out all of the holiday stuff here. They call it Flurry of Fun. And so we met Santa, and we've taken pictures of the decor, and now we're in Toy Story Land to see the characters. I just walked by Buzz, and he's wearing Santa hat. Alien Swirling Saucers has holiday music. The music on that ride is one of the cutest parts of it, and right now is holiday music. Later on, we have the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam dessert party, and we're going to see all of the nighttime attractions. The sun sets at like 5:30 and the park closes at 8, so there's not a whole lot of time to take it all in. So we're going to try to squeeze it in addition to doing the dessert party, so we'll see how it goes. It is 6:37 and we are headed to the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam dessert party. We actually checked in for it almost an hour ago. You could check in early and get your lanyards and things before you can actually go in, but we can go in as early as 6:45, so that's where we're headed now. After the last time I recorded a message, we did go to Toy Story Land and we did all the holiday things, including meeting the characters. And Alien Swirling Saucers had special music and all of that. Then we went to the Sunset Greetings. I always forget the name of it. But it's the Tower of Terror projections, where they make the Tower of Terror look like different things, including gingerbread houses. And this year they have lasers and snow to accompany it. So it's a really great spot to go. Starting at 6 p.m., it runs continuous until park closing. So it's really pretty. And on the lake out front, they have Gertie the dinosaur and the Christmas tree, which is beautiful at night with Christmas lights. And there's a PhotoPass photographer set up to very efficiently usher people in. There's several PhotoPass photographers, so you can get your picture taken in front of the Christmas tree at the section of Hollywood Studios near Hollywood and Vine. So we are headed off to the dessert party, where we will get reserved viewing for both the Movie Magic projection show and Jingle Bell Jingle Bam. But first, desserts and drinks. It is 9:02 p.m. and we are walking out of Hollywood Studios. It technically closed at 8, but as you may have heard me talk about before, the closing time really just means the attractions close at that time.
the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam show that we watched actually was at 8:30, which so a lot of stuff is scheduled after the quote-unquote closing time. And the shopping stays open. Photopass photographers are off and out, and sometimes nighttime entertainment takes place, like here. So anyway, we did the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam dessert party. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is a show that plays during the holidays at Hollywood Studios. It is super cute. The dessert party is super optional. It gives you reserve viewing for the show, as well as Disney Movie Magic, which is another projection show that plays just before it. The food, and it's called a dessert party, but dessert parties nowadays are both savory and sweet. The savory and sweet foods are really good, and the drinks are really good, but it just takes place so close to dinner that the dessert parties are often a little difficult to figure out how to schedule in. And I think it's super optional. I think that if you don't book it, you can easily find a place to watch the show. But we, as always, like to try everything, so we did it tonight. And it's just nice if you want a little upgrade on something, but definitely not a requirement. But do try to catch the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam show if you are at Hollywood Studios during the holidays. We are now leaving and headed back to our hotel room. We are actually not sure what our schedule tomorrow is going to be, but we are going to be working to get some of the information that we compiled today written up and just computer work, and we'll see what we do in the parks. I'll be here to let you know when we know tomorrow. It is 10:47 p.m. on Sunday night. I did not record updates all day because they would have just been from our Wyndham Bonnet Creek condo, and that would not have been very exciting. We were on the computer for at least 12 hours today. This job is super fun, and it takes a lot of work. But if you search for WW Prep Christmas Party or WW Prep Flurry of Fun, which is what the Hollywood Studios Christmas stuff is called, you will find us, and you'll see why we've been working so much, because there's a lot of information to compile, a lot of pictures to edit, a lot of everything. So we have been in the condo all day long doing that. We did leave for dinner for a little bit so that we could get out, only to come back and do the Q&A on the Facebook page tonight. So we just got done with that. Tomorrow we have a 6 a.m. departure to go to early morning magic at Hollywood Studios. So not a lot of sleep to be had tonight, but then we fly home tomorrow afternoon. So we'll take a day to recover maybe when we get back home before we start working again. I did want to take some time to mention the Christmas stuff, because that's what we've been working on this weekend. I genuinely believe we have the best content on those topics because we've worked so hard to gather all the details and make sure it was accurate. I created a chart that compares all the dessert parties during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We were able to confirm everything about the characters. We got PhotoPass pictures and food information and just about anything you would want to know about the Christmas stuff at Disney World. That was the goal of this trip, and mission accomplished. So be sure to check that out if you are traveling in November or December this year, because that will be a factor in your trip plans. I did also want to mention, I told you that I would talk about Wyndham Bonnet Creek. It has been a really great experience. Physically, this place is located almost like it's right next to Caribbean Beach Resort. That's how close it is on site. It is an off-site resort technically, but it is physically located right by Caribbean Beach Resort. The place that we're staying in is like an apartment. It's 1,200 or so square feet. It has two different bedrooms, a full kitchen, living room, two bathrooms, washer and dryer. And it was only, I think, $150 a night. It was super cheap. The only reason that we ended up staying here was because we couldn't find anything on site for our dates, because it was booked relatively late. Next year, we have all of our trips booked through December, so we planned well for 2019. But this year, a lot of things were very last minute, including this trip. But it ended up being kind of a happy accident, because with all of the working time that we do, because we're on our computers a lot for trips like this, it was great to have a dining table where we could spread out all of our equipment. I travel with a printer even, and plus we have our own rooms and bathrooms, and we did laundry, and we used the kitchen because we ordered pizza for delivery and we reheated it, and we were able to have some basic groceries on hand, because sometimes we don't leave when we have the computer work to do. So anyway, it ended up being a really happy accident and not very expensive.
I would definitely recommend it for people that are considering, you know, an offsite place and you want more space and all that, but you want it to be close. I would suggest having a car though. If you, their transportation is ridiculous. Their Disney transportation only leaves like every few hours. You have to reserve it ahead of time. It costs money per person. It's just not super convenient to use their transportation. And then we used Uber and Lyft a lot during this trip, and it is difficult to explain to Uber and Lyft drivers where to go because you have to enter the main gate, and then once you're inside, navigate the roads to get to the buildings because it's a pretty big resort. And that was just a difficult process every time. But if you have your own car, there isn't parking fees here. The parking fee issue that you could run into, though, is at Disney World. If you're an annual pass holder, then you can get around that. But anyway, I would 100% stay here, particularly with a car. And I think it'd be just really convenient. But anyway, it's really great. There are a few on-site food options. We went to a poolside restaurant tonight and had dinner. Then we walked to a different poolside area and played trivia and had dessert. And that was really fun. It's just a very laid-back vibe. It's a beautiful resort. And I would highly recommend it for a good off-site affordable place that gives you lots of space. So I think that, well, if you have any questions, feel free to email shannon@wdwprepschool.com, or you can DM me on the social media of your choice, Twitter or Instagram. My DMs are open. My DMs are not open on Facebook, but you can email if you are a Facebook person. So that wraps up that. We do have the early Morning Magic at Hollywood Studios tomorrow, and I will be able to tell you all about that after we've done it. We then have to come back to the hotel to get everything packed up so that we can head to the airport. But anyway, that's that. My next trip will be November 30th, which is not too far away. That one will be with my daughter. So it'll be a different vibe. Usually I'm by myself or I'm with Heather, so it's very work related. And that one will be a little bit, she's grown, so it's not like I have to take care of her. But when I travel with my family, I try to focus on what they're into and limit the work as much as possible. But I'm going to try to fit in some audio updates on that trip. And there's lots to do in the meantime. So I'll be back tomorrow to let you know how our last day goes. And talk to you then. It is 7:58 on Monday morning. We are at Early Morning Magic for Hollywood Studios, which means that Toy Story Land opens up for those of us that bought tickets. And we are leaving Toy Story Mania right now after riding all three rides in about 40 minutes or so. The event, I think, technically supposed to start at 7:30, but they let us in around 7:15. And so we've been riding the rides. There's photographs, photographers out. There's coffee and water. And it's just really lovely. It's nice to be back here when it's not hot and when you can just ride whatever rides you want. However, Slinky Dog is not a walk-on per se. It's more like, it seems like it's about a 15-minute wait at the Early Morning Magic at Magic Kingdom when Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was the main attraction. It was pretty much a walk-on. You could just ride it over and over and over again. Not quite like that here, but obviously much less than normal. So anyway, we've got another like couple hours of this, and then we're headed to the airport, but I'll be back to let you know how the rest of our time goes. It is 9:04 a.m. and we are leaving Tower of Terror because after we got done with Early Morning Magic rides, we headed over to do Tower of Terror at park opening before the lines build. The breakfast for this event lasts till 10, so it's smart to do Early Morning Magic, go do one or two things at park opening, and then go have breakfast to really maximize all of the time. I wanted to share a possible touring plan for Early Morning Magic. It is pretty important because the lines tend to build more than we would have expected. So if you want to meet Woody and Justy, they actually have the longest lines during Early Morning Magic here, and it would make sense to do them first. Also, that's when Slinky Dog has the longest lines. It's right when it opens. So if you just wait a little while, it dies down to around 10 minutes or so. So it makes sense to meet Woody and Jessie and then go do like Aliens, Rolling Saucers, and Toy Story Mania, which were walk-ons, and then do Slinky Dog. You will probably get to do it many times if you want to.
But we want to not waste too much time in lines, since it's only an hour and 15 minutes or so that you have to do it. And then when you're done with that, you can do what we did, which was headed over to Tower of Terror or some other ride that's important to you and have breakfast. So we are headed to that now, and I'll be back with another update later. Okay, this is my last audio update for this November trip. I'm actually in my office at home on Tuesday. Got home last night, and I just wanted to do a final wrap up before publishing this episode. The last I left off with you, we were going to breakfast, I believe, at Early Morning Magic at Hollywood Studios. Breakfast was delicious, by the way. I got the Mexican bowl. It's an egg, Mexican egg dish. It was really delicious. I would order it on my own if it was on the menu. It was very, very busy. A lot of people had the same idea as us to go to breakfast at the end, because breakfast lasts longer than the actual riding part of Early Morning Magic at Hollywood Studios. But we did get to eat. And when you do this, you can actually order multiple entrees. It's not like one entree per person. You can go up and get multiple things. It's included in your ticket. And then the fruit and pastry type things are at like a buffet type of setup. So you can go and get that whenever you want. And overall, it was really, really great. We do have lots of information on about it, including a lot of things I've told you on the podcast about how I would plan my time. If you Google WDW Prep Early Morning Magic, you will find, I think we're the top result if you just Google Early Morning Magic. So if you want to do that, you will find us with lots of information, pictures from our time there, a suggested touring plan, that sort of thing. I really think you could get Hollywood Studios done in just a few hours if you do Early Morning Magic, because by the time you leave Toy Story Land and then you go do a couple of headliners at park opening, like we walked off of Tower of Terror at 9:03 a.m. I think. So with breakfast closing at 10, we could have ridden Rock and Roller Coaster, we could have gone on Star Tours, we could have done all the major attractions even before breakfast. And then after breakfast, we could have gone and seen like a couple of shows, met a couple characters, and we'd easily be done by lunchtime. So if your time is short, that is really great. It certainly is a very easy way to get Toy Story Land out of the way. So that will wrap up this trip. The next podcast you get from me will be a very different style. It's something I'm going to try out, and you should look for that on Friday. So that's it for now. Talk to you next time.